Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Swamiji Rishi Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Bhagavatam, verse 4.13.47. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Thank you very much for joining the call, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak. So, we will be reading Srimad Bhagavatam 10-4, chapter 13, text number 47 onwards. The topic is the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. So please accept my obeisances. Vancha kalvataru bhyasya kripa sindhu bhivacha patita nam pavanebhyo vishnavebhyo namo namah. Nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pashyate adishtarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So text number 47, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Narayanam Namaskrityam Narancheiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nastaprayeshu Abhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashlokir Bhaktir Bhavati Nastiki. So text is Evam Sanirvinnam Anandrapograhan Nishit Uthaya Mahodayo Dayat Alabdha Nidro Anupalakshito Nrabhir Hitva Gato Vena Suvam Prasuptam. So thinking like that, King Anga could not sleep at night. Because his son was very demoniac. He will give trouble to everybody, all the citizens. He stopped so many things. So we will talk about what are his atrocities, what did he do. So he became completely indifferent to household life. Once therefore, in the dead of night, he got up from bed and left Vain's mother, his wife, who was sleeping deeply. He gave up all attraction for his greatly opulent kingdom, and unseen by anyone, he very silently gave up his home and opulence and proceeded towards the forest. In this verse, the word Maho Dayo Dayat indicates that by the blessings of a great soul, one becomes materially opulent. But when one gives up attachment to material wealth, that should be considered an even greater blessings from the great souls. So how nicely that has been said, that yes, if someone is materially opulent and he is very happy, so it gives pleasure to the person. But if his attachment to the material things is given up like by a bad son, then that it's more even a kind of blessing from the Supreme Lord, because you have no attachment, because whole purpose is to get out of this material attachment and put your whole energies in the Supreme Lord, thinking of the Supreme Lord. Initially you are thinking about how to maintain this kingdom, or how to maintain your wealth, home, family. So our most of the time just goes into that, and taking care of the children. And if there is a nice child who is very obedient and very very nice, but you get attached to that, and then with that, because of the attachment, you cannot give up that life. And we have been doing that life after life, getting attached to the family members, wealth, position, prestige, and then one cannot go out. But many kings voluntarily they gave up, like Bharat Maharaj. He was a young man. He had a nice son, wife, all the citizens, they all respected him. By his name, there was a Bharatvarsh, was by his own name. So, but in spite of all this, he gave up and he went to forest to meditate on the Supreme Lord. Although later on he got attached to a deer, and that attachment is the cause of all the problems. when Yudhishthir Maharaj and they saw that his father and his uncle has gone, then he also left. Like he left his kingdom and along with, followed by his younger brothers and his wife Draupadi. So Queen Kunti, she also left along when Dhritarashtra and Gandhari left. So Dhritarashtra was so much attached to the getting, because he was respected getting food at the house of Bhima. And then when Vidur came and he shook him up, that what are you doing? Your all 100 sons were killed by Bhima and now you are eating, thrown away like a dog, thrown out bread outside and you are eating like a dog. Are you not ashamed? Get out of this. So he wanted to get him out from his attachment and do some tapasya or think of the Supreme Lord, because whatever is the mind, mental, at the time of death, that's what you become. So if he is thinking of the Lord, then it's possible that one can go back to the Supreme Lord's abode in Goloka Vrindavan. So like this, practically all the kings in the past, they have done that, and sometimes there may be a cause, sometimes it is done voluntarily. So Anga thought that it is a nice chance for me, why to even be attached? It is a good position for me now that I could just get out, and he left all the attraction, and at the dead of night he just left. So this is also a mercy of the Lord. Prabhupada was wanted his another wife, because the wife that he married was not beautiful. So he was asking his father that I want to take another wife. But he said that if it is not a beautiful wife, you won't be attached to the wife, the children, and you will be able to get detached and take sannyas much easily. So there are many things in history like this. Kunti Devi don't want very opulent place. He said, let the suffering come more and more, so I could see you and remember you all the time. So it was a very easy task for the king to give up his opulent kingdom and young faithful wife, but it was certainly a great blessing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he could give up attachment and go out to the forest without being seen by anyone. There are many instances of great souls leaving home in this way in the dead of night, giving up attachment for home, wife and money. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the biggest example. So although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but when he was only 24 years old and he was sleeping with his wife and Vishnu Priya Devi, and he just woke up at dead of the night, although he gives some indication to his mother, but nonetheless, and took permission from her, but she was just sleeping, he just gradually got out and left at the dead of night. So these great souls are teaching us, giving us example, that one should not get attached to family, and sometime having a wife or husband who is very, very like karkash or abusive could be beneficial. And so that was the case with this King Anga, and he took it that opportunity to get out of this. And there are many instances like this. So about bad son, good son, we will talk about it, that how you get attached to a good son and what good son means and what is a bad son means. So text number 48, Vigyaya nirvidyagatam patim prajaha purohitam atya surad ganadayah vichikyuruvyamati shok katara yatha nigudam purusham kuyoginah. When it was understood that the king had indifferently left home, all the citizens, priests, ministers, friends, and people in general were greatly aggrieved. They began to search for him all over the world. Just as a less experienced, the mystic searches out the super soul within himself. If he is really more, experienced, he will find that Lord is sitting just in his heart. He does not have to go out. So in this way, one has to understand the purpose of life. One should not think like King Anga could have thought, oh, if I go, what would happen to the citizen, who will rule, it will all be chaotic situation. First, if you cannot save your own soul, then you cannot save others. Just material arrangement does not really have any meaning. A drowning man cannot save some others. So he is drowning in the material world, and so many other people would also drown. So he showed by his example that let me get out and they will find some another king, and whole universe is run by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should not think that if I don't protect, what would happen. In the bygone days when Prime Minister like Jawaharlal Nehru died, many people were thinking, I was very young at that time, who will run the as a Prime Minister, what would happen to the country. But nothing like that. It is all arranged, organized by the Supreme Lord. If you are pious, then we get a nice king or the Prime Minister. If we are not following the rules, regulation, then there would be some cruel person would come and would drown everybody. So it is up to the mentality. Like if there are father and mother, they follow all rules for having Garbhadhan Sanskar, and the child would come, they will attract a nice soul. But if they are themselves fighting, cruel, or demonic, then only they will bring ahead a demonic son in their family. So it's all up to us how we behave, and everything is supervised and organized by the Supreme Lord. So, purport, the example of searching for the super soul within the heart by the less intelligent mystics is instructive. The absolute truth is understood in three different features, namely impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such yoginah or less intelligent mystics can by mental speculation reach the point of the impersonal Brahman, but they cannot find the super soul who is sitting within every living entity. When the king left, it was certain that he was staying somewhere else, but because the citizens did not know how to find him, they were frustrated like the less intelligent mystics. It is also given in the Shastra that you should not leave your address where you are going. Just go to the forest, otherwise others, they will come and bother you. So better like Bharat Maharaj's father, King Rishabdev, he just left, gone, did not leave any unnoticed, although his Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by doing this, they are giving us the instruction how to live and not to be bothered by their relatives. So, when the citizens, the next verse is, Alakshayanta Padavim Prajapater Atodhyama Pratyupa Sratyate. Hello? Risin Sametanabhi Vandya Shashavo Nyavedayan Paurava Bharta Viplavam. When the citizens could not find any trace of king, after searching for him everywhere, they were very disappointed and they returned to the city where all the great sages of the country assembled because of king's absence. With tears in their eyes, the citizens offered respectful obeisances and informed the sages in full detail that they were unable to find the king anywhere. So thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 4th canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Description of Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. So many other things. Naturally, when the king is gone, then there would be Arajakta, the thieves and rogues and dacoits, and they will come more and more. So one thing we will discuss about attachment, that what attachment could do, how he was relieved, and if there is no attachment and one lives behind the home, what are the benefits of that, and good son, bad son. So we will discuss about that part also. And the next chapter, like it is chapter 14, it talks about the story of King Vain. What did he do and how it was taken care of. So there is one verse by Chanakya Pandit, Eko Pigunavan Putro Nirgunena Satena Kim Ekas Chandrastamo Hanti Nachataraha Shahastrasha. Even one well qualified son, is better than hundreds who are worthless. A single moon destroys the darkness of night, whereas thousands of stars, do not remove the darkness. So Krishna consciousness, our movement, the success of that is measured, that cannot be measured by the number of people who join it. We have to see who is qualified. Prabhupada never wanted too many numbers and then all are not really of top class. Prabhupada did not want cheap disciples who could not follow the four rules. That is no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. So his aim was to collect as many disciples as possible. He could have said, you can do whatever you like, but no. He said that no, Prabhupada's spiritual descendants should also avoid making cheap followers. So not only him, but he instructed them that have like the moon, not like so many stars who could not do anything. Not that if Prabhupada wanted, he could have millions of disciples. Okay, you do any nonsense, no four regulative principle. Just give me some money and you will be my disciple. That is what is done nowadays, that for money they would do anything and there is no rules, regulation, chanting, abstinence from all these four principles of sinful life. That was not dictated. Many of the people, they join some other movement because there is no 16 rounds. You don't have to restrict yourself. So Prabhupada's spiritual descendants should also avoid making cheap followers as they attempt to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. So there is to be quality, not the quantity. When we concentrate on quality, so automatically when there is a quality, the quantity also increases, just like Prabhupada was following strictly, and then people who were intelligent, they saw the importance of this movement, and many joined and many temples are created, but most of them are very qualified devotees. So Prabhupada's spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to send his preachers to give lectures in various places. And sometimes they will be despondent when there are not enough people who are coming. I organized a big program in 81 in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And we prepared for almost 1,000 people, advertised very, very profusely by sending flyers, putting in the newspaper, going to churches and other places to please come. And Satsurup Maharaj was supposed to come. But hardly 50, 60 people came when we prepared for more than 1,000 people. All this nice blueberry halwa and juices and puris and so many things, they came from Gita Nagari. But we had to send it to some school later on, including Lake Huntington, because very few came. But Satsurup Maharaj told that, don't worry, Lord sees your heart and sees how much effort you are doing. Even if you are going for book distribution, if you are all day and you could not sell any book, doesn't matter, because you have done your duty honestly and you please, the Krishna is pleased by the effort. The results are in his hand. Work is in our hand and result is in his hand. Karmanne vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. We should not be attached to the fruit, but to the effort. And Krishna sees the effort. When he saw the effort of his mother, Yashoda Mai, in binding him, then he got bound. He saw the effort. He saw that she is now tired. She wants me to bound. And out of love, he got bound. So there was mercy of the Lord, and effort on our side should be there. So you see that there are four walls, there are many other living entities in the room. So this is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is saying, don't be disappointed. Even no one comes, we can preach to the four walls. So when Prabhupada first came to the West, his acquaintances suggested he compromise his principle. He said, don't put like the Sanskrit mantra and this give the name God's International Society for God Consciousness. But Prabhupada was not really worried about, or he did not just go along with what the general population thinks. He just wanted that let us just give the best philosophy, Krishna consciousness, and let Krishna just see what happens. So he knew that people are attracted more by purity than by compromise. Purity is the force. And so customers patronize the sweet sellers who cook in ghee. Then the shops become very, very famous if they use pure ghee. It may take some time. So the same thing for devotees, disciples, that you give pure preaching and let Krishna guide you and let him decide what should be the result. If you see the percentage, people say, how many percentage? Like in Australia, Prabhupada asked by a reporter that how many percentage of a population are joining, and hardly, it was not even 0.00001%. So percentage wise, the moon is one and there are millions of stars. So what is the percentage? Percentage is nothing, but still the importance of the moon is there. So many stars in the sky, and percentage of the moon is nothing, but the moon is more important than all the nonsense stars, because he is the moon. So that is important. So percentage taking is not really one ideal man, just like in the Christian world, Jesus Christ. So that is more important, to have a person like Jesus Christ, like Srila Prabhupada, rather than so many devotees, but nobody is pure. So a qualified person will have much more influence. So Prabhupada says that even if I could have just one pure devotee, then my purpose of coming to the West would be fulfilled, and he would be able to deliver the whole world. So one moon does not mean that by stressing purity we will always have only a small number of followers. Rather, a sincere population will naturally be attracted, because a moon-like devotee preaches as well as he exemplifies. So Prabhupada, many people they joined because Prabhupada was exemplifying, or he was, so an example is better than a precept. So you could give so many theories, but nobody follows, so that is, there is no use. We should show practically, and same thing applies that in the family, if the father, mother, they behave very properly, they are exemplary, children would naturally imbibe that, and they will also become more and more pure and Krishna conscious. So Krishna conscious movement is to produce Brahmanas. All sincere devotees are aiming to rise above ordinary behavior. So ISKCON stresses that no one can be initiated until they follow four regularity principles and chant a minimum of 16 rounds. By following these practices, even degraded people can elevate themselves and become influential spiritual leaders. Lord Jetland, in London, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's three sannyasi devotees, they went to London, and then they were trying, and he asked them, can you make me a Brahman? And they said, yes, we could make you a Brahman, but you have to follow these four regulative principles. So he says, it's impossible. I don't want to become a Brahman. So, but Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he did by his own example. It's not that other sannyasis were not, but they were not as determined. Their aim was to just come to London, just take some photos, and then they came back. So because of his sincerity, Krishna gave him all the credit. Nimitta matra bhava savya sachin. So no one among us will claim to be moon. Still we take the heart that what Prabhupada, and so devotees should not be interested in only a quantitative increase in their service, but in qualitative increase. Because Prabhupada, he said that consider all the efforts worthwhile if we could turn just one pure devotee. This movement is intended to create pure devotees. All our preaching, preaching should not be watered down. It should be according to the principles of the Shastra, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Six Goswamis in Parampara has given us the instruction, and we should follow, and that should only be preached, not whimsically, not anything. What happened? Why to chant? You could chant less. So in all his Diti service, in his all print prachar, in his, all his books, he stressed on the quality. The sign of a devotee's qualitative surrender is that his service increases. whatever devotee do to increase Srila Prabhupada's mission, whether it is a book distribution or temple construction or any kind of preaching, is a symptom of deepening conviction in Krishna consciousness. Means we have to increase. He wanted more and more. Every year, he doubled the book distribution. Hare Krishna. So therefore, we should not draw a false dichotomy between quantity and quality. So quality should be the first rather than the quantity. So Prabhupada used to say that everything should be of good quality. If the preaching, the prasad, buildings are of good quality. That's why in ISKCON there are so many nice buildings particularly. And so we should help him in Prabhupada's mission. Like we are planning to build a temple in Parsippany, but because of not having any funds and cooperation. So dichotomy should not be there. The group should not be divided. To everybody should come together and do the needful, and that would please Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada always used to say that your love for me would be shown how cooperative you are. So that should be, so we should take to that to our heart. Prabhupada, like somebody asked, why Macmillan's Bhagavad Gita is not being sold as the BBT? There was another publisher, BBT, and then because of the quality, Prabhupada said that because quality of BBT Bhagavad Gita is much more better than the Macmillan's Bhagavad Gita. And that's why people are taking to the BBT Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada used to reverse analogy to explain this. When you are selling a diamond, you will have few customers. So Prabhupada is preparing diamonds and pure. So naturally there would not be as many buyers. Like if it is a fish market or sabji market, many people would go. But to buy a diamond or gold, it's not that many people who are willing to pay that kind of price. So people who are joining this movement, they are not ordinary people. They are developing humility and compassion and attachment to Vrindavan and the deities and chanting. So they love Krishna. So another moon image that Prabhupada referred to is that although the moon may have pock marks, it still shines brilliantly in the sky. So if there is some defect in the devotee, you should not look that, but you should look that. So you should not see the measurement that, oh, he fall down or he has done this or that. That should not be seen, but we should see the overall picture that what he has done to Prabhupada's movement. Prabhupada is moon-like devotee and we are all reflections of his light. Lord Gaurachandra is the original benediction moon and his mercy is increasing as we are being blessed. So there are two metaphors in this shloka that we read. Even one well-qualified son is better than thousands. 100s who are worthless. So that is about a child and about the moon, that there is one moon is better than thousands of stars. So the same analogy, there are two analogies are there. So a single qualified son is better than hundreds of foolish ones. So Prabhupada translates this, and what is the use of getting a son who is neither learned nor a devotee? Two things are required. The son should be devotee and he should be learned. Without being learned, no one can become a devotee. So devotees are most intelligent. They are learned because they have understood all the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So sometimes he may not be materially learned. That may happen. But at least if he knows what to do in the spiritual life, then he is learned. Or he should be taught not by the degree, but by his practice of Krishna consciousness. A blind man has painful eye. What you would do? He cannot see anyway, and then he has painful eye. Then it is better to pluck it out rather than have that eye there, because it is giving him pain. So Tulsidas is also saying that both putra and mutra, they come from the same place, same source. But if his son is not a scholar or a devotee, then he is no better than mutra, or that is mutra means urine. To state the same point positively, one aromatic flower can beautify a forest, but a fire in the tree can destroy everything. So unqualified people are not only useless, they are dangerous and destructive. That's why King Anga, he left the place, that what is the use of such a son. And one time, like I live in Madhya Pradesh, so Ahilya Holkar Raja was there. So his son, Ahilya's son, was very demoniac. He would not really follow any rules, regulation, give trouble to the citizens. So he called his son and then also an elephant, and he was crushed in front of everybody, that they saw that the elephant just walked on the body of the son who was demoniac. So she was not worried about, but she wanted to see that there is a qualified son. Unqualified, even if he dies, is better. So unqualified person, no matter how powerful he may be or how popular, cannot do anything good or lasting. So teachers, governments and institutions should always seek to encourage pure spiritual qualities in their followers and aspire to attain the same qualities themselves. And so they could, that way they could benefit the society. So when devotees asked Prabhupada what would please him most, and he said, if you love Krishna, all other qualities are subordinate. So that is the main principle, that we love Krishna. Loving Krishna. So from love of Krishna, all other qualities like truthfulness, cleanliness, peacefulness, compassion. So when a devotee loves Krishna, he is naturally obedient and dedicated to his spiritual master. So qualified, he used this word quite often. That means, that qualified means that a devotee was well trained according to his estimation. And that is the point, that a qualified devotee. So those are important aspects. Now there are that how this Pururava and others, that King Vane, what did he do? So a little bit about this king, story of King Vane. And I will call you later on. Hari Bol. Okay. So, King Vane, the son of Anga, then he, when there was no king, the King Anga has left already in the forest. So many thieves and rogues and dacoits, and it was very bad situation. So they installed him as the king. But again, he would not let any homes or yagyas or demigod share, and so he was really, the situation became even more worse when there was no king. So just like Ravan and others, when they were ruling, everybody was, it was terrorized. So that's what he was doing when Hiranyakashipu, and so there was nobody could practice Krishna consciousness, do home yagyas. So when the thing became intolerable, they tried to console him that please see that Brahmanas, it is very, very necessary that Brahmanas are worshipping the deities, the worshipping, there is yagyas are performed, demigods would be pleased, they will shower all the benefits to the humanity. But somehow he would not listen. So by mantras they killed him. Just by mantras he became dead, and then they churned his left arm, and by the left arm one person by name Bahuk, he came. That was all poisonous thing of him. He was a very short fellow, and so he was asked to sit down. So Naishadas, they come from this Bahuk or this child, and later on they churned his right arm, and from them this Prathu Maharaj. Prathu means Prathu Maharaj was born. He was empowered by the Supreme Lord to rule over. So he's empowerment is there. So he's also incarnation of personality of Godhead. So that is Prathu Maharaj. Now, so we will read about Prathu Maharaj after this Vane's thing. So Pururava, and there are many examples, that when there is some difficulty that comes, and if they understand that personality of Godhead is the best to cater to or to become a devotee of the Lord. So there are in the scriptures, I just thought of two examples. One was Pingala. That Pingala was a, like there are 24 gurus, that Dattatreya, he accepted these 24 gurus. So one is Pingala, she was a prostitute and she was waiting for some customers to come, and the mid of the night that somebody would come, she will go, come out, come inside, go out to look that somebody may be thinking of her, and they will come to her door, but nobody came. And then after like almost 2 o'clock, she became disgusted with this. So she said that, what is the use of this kind of life? Let me give it up. Let me put concentrate my mind on the Supreme Lord, by whose mercy everybody is surviving, living, and this is an abominable task that what I am doing. And that way she put her mind and concentration on the Supreme Lord, and then she was, that way she was liberated. So there are many examples. Another is King Pururava. He was, Pururava, his also name is Ayla, and he sang a song afterwards. Somehow Urvashi became attracted to this King Pururava. This is from Satyug time that we are talking. And so they lived for some time, and later on she left. After few months or few years, she left, and then he was constantly in so much anxiety, running, and so much so that one time he saw her in Kurukshetra, that she was there after many months, and then he was running behind, he was almost naked, he was sleeping. Then he somehow he saw, he came outside, and he was completely naked, but he did not care about, he just wanted to have her. Then some he did some yajna performed, and then there was another like Urvashi was made by them, but later on he understood. So they were, she was coming once a year, one night a year. But later on he got disgusted with all these affairs, and he gave her up, and then he sang a song that what is the use of this attachment to a woman. Nobody should be attached to a woman, or somebody who is attached, some man who is attached to a woman should never be. And it is a reverse way also, that for a woman it is a man, and for a man it is a woman. So one should not have so much attachment to anything material, whatever it may be. Otherwise, it's difficult to get out of this situation of the material world. We remain one life after another life in the material world and suffer the threefold material miseries. So these examples give us a teaching that whatever situation Krishna is putting in us, we should use the best use of the whatever the bad bargain is there, whether husband is cruel or wife is good looking or not any service attitude, doesn't matter. One should go on with their Krishna conscious duty. People, they think, who is ruling, the ruler like Prabhupada, and he went to his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and he said that you preach in the English speaking world, go to the West. And then he said that our country is already under rule, British rule. Who will listen to us? We are slave, we are dominated by British, who will listen to our teachings? And Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said that Krishna consciousness is so important that it does not wait, or it does not matter who is the ruling party or what is the situation. It's very, very urgent, because for everybody we are just wasting our human life, and if it is not given in the heart, then naturally people would be misled, and their human life would be wasted. So he said that you just go and preach to the Western world, and he did that. And later on he understood that that is more important than who is ruling, whether we are very rich or very poor or whatever it is. If you could create some pure devotees, would be the best way. So we learn from these examples that like Pururava had a detachment, same thing Maharaj Yayati. He had married to Devyani and Sharmista, and when his after some time, because of the curse of Shukracharya, he became an old man. Then he pleaded Shukracharya. Then he said that if anybody takes your old age, then you will become young again. So he asked, but only the Puru, the youngest son. But later on he was disgusted with all this. Although he enjoyed with his wife and remained for almost 1,000 years, but then he also narrated the same thing, what is the use of all this attachment and sense pleasure. better to put your attention on Krishna. So Yadu and Yadu dynasty, that all came from Maharaj Yayati. His eldest son was Yadu, but he refused to take, and that's why he cursed that your children would not become kings in the future. And so that continued, but Puru's children, they are continuing the tradition, or they were continuing the tradition. So these are the different stories. We learned that King Vain was very, very cruel, and he was killed, and so those kind of people should not be kept in the seat of a king. King should be like Yudhishthir Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, like Ram Raj. So that is the proper way, so all the citizens become devotees. When King Veer Ambir, he was a dacoit in the beginning, but when he was instructed by Srinivas Acharya, he took initiation from him, and then when he explained very, very properly to Srimad Bhagavatam, then he announced that his whole kingdom become devotees. They follow Ekadashi, they chant the holy name, and whole kingdom, Veer Ambir was his, the king's name. So they all became devotees. So one good person could make so many other people, they'll get out of this material entanglement. So Prabhupada has created so many nice devotees, and we should also help him by spreading Krishna consciousness and bring the children who are bereft of Krishna consciousness back to the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the best service we can give to Krishna, because Krishna wants that his children who have forgotten him should be brought back home, back to his lotus feet. And that is what we should try by building temples, by prasad distribution, by distribution of books, by chanting, going on the street, having festivals, rath yatras, etc. So thank you so much. I will end here for more questions or comments or discussion on these topics. I did not discuss more about this King Vain, that how he was demonic and what kind of atrocities. It was just like Jagai Madai, or you may say Ravan and Kumbhakarna, and how they were ruling, the same with Kansa and Hiranyakashipu, and so it is just like that. But these are the talks of the Satyug that we are talking about. King Puru Rava was in Satyug, and so will you please unmute now, and we can discuss if there is any.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
You can bring the phone from down on the table. There is a phone, so you can listen the question up. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Namaskaram, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji, my question pertains to a statement made by you that.
Yeah, what is your question?
Yes, my question pertains to a statement that you made that we need to make the best use of a bad bargain when it comes to our Krishna consciousness. You gave an example of Prabhus accepting the wives as they are, and people in general accepting whatever situation is given to them as per their karma, and they need to do Krishna conscious bhakti. But being on the marriage board, the problem that we face with the youngsters or the third, fourth generation devotee children in ISKCON movement, they do not adjust. Adjustability factor is lacking. Even though they are children of devotees, disciples, even they are having a lot of expectations, how do we deal with the situation? The best use of a bad bargain funda does not apply in their life. How do we help?
We should give them counseling that things have happened in the way that they are living. But if they put Krishna in the center and try to live, I will give just one example. Prabhupada's sister Pishima, she was married to a Bengali man who was eating fish. So she was cooking for him separate, and then have her pot separately. But sometimes if the situation is so bad that you can't even continue Krishna consciousness, in that situation it's possible that you just remain separate or just There is nothing else that you could do, but your human life is being wasted. If the man or woman is so cruel that they don't want to adjust, but first initially one should try to adjust, try to compromise, try to see that there is suffering in the material world anyway, so there is also a suffering. But in spite of that, if they could continue with Krishna consciousness, then one should keep that way, like you are a counselor and you are in the marriage board. So that is nice that you are asking this question. But in the past, in India also, like whether Vedic culture, but still women's were very much abused, that is true, but they were not complaining or going, or maybe they had no means. But now with the more education, more independent, women's are becoming, they are also working outside world. But our main aim should be Krishna conscious. It's not just that husband is providing something and we have to stay, or whether it is home. So if one can be independent, but the principle is that if there is a child, one should think twice, and if there is a child, then for his sake, one should try to stay together. But if it is not possible, then child could stay with the mother, but the wife should not get married. That is what scriptures they teach us, that again another marriage, stepchildren. These are things were unheard. Step one, step half, step child, quarter step child, which we never heard in Vedic culture. But so we have to see according to the circumstances and advice that if Krishna consciousness is conducted, even in worse situation it is possible. Then that's fine, one should continue. But if that is also hampered and one cannot even sing, cannot listen to the classes, cannot invite devotees to home, or cannot go for temple programs or celebrate certain Janmashtami, or no association at all, then that's very troublesome. Then one must try what is the best situation, what should be done. I know it's very, very common. It's difficult situation in many, many families, and it's we have to see in the light of Krishna consciousness. It's not an easy answer. It's not an easy thing. One may think that I may have done something in the last life to get this kind of arrangement, and so that is a but still, if it is becomes intolerable, and then one should try to do whatever is best in that situation.
Just one point. Sorry to stop you there. My question would like to highlight the fact that I'm talking about disciples. I'm talking about devotees who are married, who are from Krishna conscious backgrounds, those who are initiated, but still the level of Sharanagati we do not see in them. If they are, if they give their name for marriage purpose, or even if they stay abroad, or even if they have taken second initiation, Sharanagati factor is not there, expectations are there. So at times we start feeling that, we are better off, we married non-devotees, and we gradually uplifted ourselves. So if in this situation we try to counsel them, it can lead to difference of opinions, and then Vaishnava Aparad, Guru Aparad. So should we do that, or should we back out saying that, okay, that's their karma, they'll get what they are bound to get?
We should not just leave it to karmas. We don't know what is karmas that is there in the past life. So we should try to use what is the best in the situation that you see now and try to do it. So before marriage also they should be really consoled what to look for, how it should be done when you select a boy or a girl. So that also should be seen, that whether I would be able to live with this. But sometimes it is difficult, but knowingly one should not jump right that outside people may be better than ISKCON devotees, because in ISKCON also the divorce rate is the same. And whether I will be able to make him or her a devotee later on, but is it possible that a completely non-devotee girl or a boy can be changed into again a devotee? If you see some symptom or sign, sometime just to get married, they may come or show initially some sign. I have seen many times like this. That just they like a girl, they will go to the temple, the boy would go to the temple, chant very loudly and do so many services. But later on, if we find out that that was all a show, it was just a fraud, and just to get married or get visa or get some situation, they do that way. So in those things, that when we understand that there is a big fraud, there is a big problem, and then what can be done? If they cannot continue with Krishna consciousness, my own brother's daughter had a similar situation. And so she gave up association with him, they were divorced. Now she just practices peacefully at home her Krishna consciousness, and they have a daughter, so she takes care and makes her a devotee. So those things are there in the material world. It's very, very difficult. But first, initially, one should just like to accept a guru or some, at least one should watch for 6 months whether he will be able to surrender. The same thing for marriage also, that if it is compatible or not, whether it is astrologically, whether it is by the family. So there is a marriage board that you are one part of that. So one should look from different angles from all over. And then if you feel that he comes from a nice family, he has been a devotee for many years, not just joining recently, then that you should really see very carefully that if he's just joined and wants marriage, then one should not really immediately, we should go and find out through friends and his friend circle what kind of circle he is, what kind of job. So there are many things that you all know that should be seen. It should not be done in rush or hurry, and then decide what to do. And if later on also, rather than leaving to the karma, because we don't know what was the karma there before, maybe we are creating a new karma by not. But ultimately, yes, it may be the karma that is deciding factor. But then if you cannot continue Krishna consciousness in your life, whether it is a boy or a girl, then it's better to be separate after trying. It's not that immediately. After consoling, after again and again, if it is same thing, like abuse is happening and no Krishna conscious at all atmosphere, then ultimately that marriage has to be given up. I am not proponent of divorce or anything, because in my life I have never seen this thing in villages where I am born, and hardly anything that we hear, only in scheduled caste or those people, they were changing, or that was something different. But otherwise, in Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas, that was never seen. So now all the things are topsy-turvy. It's so much difference. There is no, people don't follow what word or what ashram they are. And so in that situation, one should see that before the person who you are marrying is Krishna conscious for a long standing period of time, is well known and have some service attitude. So you are in that particular kind of situation, so you know more and you could give more instruction on that matter to people at least. What is your thought on that?
Well, Prabhuji, we try to counsel, and then when they, the head, our head says that counsel them with affection, then counsel them with strictness, and then directly start harassing them, sort of like, you know, shadi nahi hogi, you will not find, you have to get married. So we try our tactics. We try our tactics so that we can help them lead a Krishna conscious lifestyle. But again, as I said, it's the Sharanagati factor, we do not leave. Like, I personally believe Krishna is the wire puller. So we cannot interfere in that sphere. We can only do our bit, you know. The Sharanagati factor has to remain high in this service. So, but I don't see the Sharanagati in the prospective profile members. So that's what, like as you said, best use of a bad bargain, but we don't see it practically in disciples. So what to do?
So they have not even surrendered to their guru. So they have joined because others, their friends have joined. But whatever they are doing, whatever little part Krishna consciousness, it may continue in the next life, but that is their permanent asset, whether it is a boy or a girl. But for everybody, if one of them is very advanced, and he cannot really give to serve him or her is all right, but if the atmosphere is so terrible that they cannot continue Krishna consciousness, then better to separate and go with their life with Krishna consciousness.
True. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you.
Okay, no, and thank you also.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice points, Prabhuji, about the endeavor only we have to do, and we should not think about the result and whatever the heart struggles we have in our life, think that is like mercy of Krishna and just leave, and then, you know, we can progress more because of that. Less things in our life, we should not think that, oh, we don't have this, we cannot progress or like that. So many beautiful points, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. It was so beautiful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you for your comments.
Is there anybody having any more questions or comments for Prabhuji?
Thank you, Prabhuji, for very nice class. Hare Krishna. I don't know.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a beautiful thank class.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam Agoshi, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class. Prabhuji, very nice explanation. So, Prabhuji, you finished the chapter today, right, Prabhuji?
Yeah, that chapter, three verses were there, 47, 48, 49, they are all done. Now the next chapter, King Wayne, and what did he do? So that would be the, I gave it just a little summary of King Wayne, but you will see in details from tomorrow. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji.
Thanks a lot, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all the duties. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya
Kripasindhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnavindaki Jai Ramacharya Shraya Prabhu Ki Jai Prabhupada Ki Jai Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.